his trusted advisor. Ophelia and her older brother, Laertes, stood with him. Claudius smiled and called out, "Come here, Laertes. I understand you want to ask me for a favor. Don't be shy. Ask, and it shall be yours." Laertes kneeled before the king. "Your Majesty, I ask your permission to leave Denmark and return to school in France." King Claudius smiled and said, "Yes, of course. This is the best time of your life. Go back to school and enjoy yourself."
Hey, we just met three new characters. Let's stop for a minute and make sure we know who they are. First, there's Polonius. The book says he's a trusted advisor to Claudius. Then there's Polonius's daughter, Ophelia, and his son, Laertes. Both of them seem to be around Hamlet's age. Laertes goes to school in France. As for Ophelia, she's beautiful, and Hamlet thinks she's the only person who understands him. I wonder if she's his girlfriend. Let's keep reading from the middle of page 12, where it says, "Hamlet could barely hide his anger."
Hamlet could barely hide his anger. Claudius had insisted that he remain at the castle. Now he was letting Laertes return to school. Hamlet fumed in silence, feeling like a prisoner in his own home. But what could Hamlet say? His uncle was now king. Claudius turned to Hamlet. "Now, Hamlet," he boomed, "why so gloomy?" Then the queen added in a soft voice, "Dear son, you've worn those black clothes long enough. We have already suffered so much sadness. Why do you seem to be taking your father's death so badly?"